Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha-ha. Yeah. You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's finest. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black God Kid. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speakers. I'm kind of tickled pink tonight, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of things I'm laughing about on the inside. But, you know, we're going to have a good time. We've been having a good week all week here at Hot Talk Radio. It's been going down. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody really understands the magnitude of this show. I mean, for those of you who are concerned and, you know, feel like maybe this is, you know, a bit wild for you, just consider us your counselors. You know what I'm saying? We got Lady Libra and DJ Sweet. Just consider us your therapist. What you think, Sweet?
Man, DJ Sweet, man, just trying to rest, man, for this weekend, man. Just, you know, get ready for this treatment this weekend. You know, y'all have to get ready to come down to the daytime, man, because you already know it's about to go down, man, all the way digital.
You know, because I told just, you know what I'm saying, just look at this as therapy. And think of me, you, and everybody at Hot Talk Radio as your counselor. Because we can't tell anybody what you said because we don't know who the hell you are. And we really don't give a fuck.
But yeah, man, y'all need to go ahead and get ready to tune in for a good show, man, because, you know, we're about to go all the way down, man. So, you know, we're about to teach y'all a few lessons, man. So I advise y'all to call in with your questions or any concerns or anything that you want to talk about, man. Just go ahead and call in and holler at your boys and your ladies, man. You know how we do it.
Cause check this out, though. Before we get the show started, somebody in your background, cuz. You can't talk, you can't let them hear Hot Talk Radio.
Yeah, we need to talk to say hey for Hot Talk Radio, man. You know how we do it, man. We're obsessed. We take care of our kids and stuff, man. You know.
Exactly. Well, check this out, cuz. What happened to me at work today, you know. Okay. So, you know, one of my coworkers, we was talking, you know, and I was like, oh, yeah, I need to let them know that they need to not wait to 9:45 and everybody try to call in at one time. Because last night, the circuit's overload and then nobody can get through. Because I could take up to 50 calls at one time. But if it's more than that, then the system, you know what I'm saying, shuts down. You know, like when it's New Year's and everybody's trying to call and say Happy New Year to everybody and then nobody can get a call through. Same thing. So I'm telling them, don't wait till 9:45, 10 o'clock to start calling because the show only goes 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it still records after the 2 hours, but we're not live after 2 hours. But check this up. You know, I was telling her, you know, about what was going on and everything, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, excuse me? I said, yeah, I told Facebook, I told the world. I said, yes, Lady Libra fucking said, that's who I am. I don't hold nothing back. Anybody don't like it, close your ears or get the hell away from me. You know what I'm saying? She was like, what? So you said what? I said, I told them, let's wash this pollen away naturally. She said, what you mean, wash the pollen away naturally? I say, where the squirters at of the world? Where my inspiring squirters at? Let's fucking get wet. It's Freaknik week, cuz. And you know what I'm saying? The freak is on the loose. Today is real, wild, and super wet Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Those that ain't never squirted, hopefully we can teach. We're going to talk about it all tonight. You know, we...
We gonna do that,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm just letting, that's cool, we gonna do that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just putting it out there that we had Suck Me, Seduce Me Sunday, Minor Major Freak Monday, Take Me, Teach Me, Tuesday, and today is Wild Wild and Super Wet Wednesday. Now, it's hump day here at Hot Talk Radio, and we are humping our way through Freak Week. The topic is, do you feel as though saying the wetter, the better is true? Are you whipped? Are you in an unhappy relationship only because you love the freaky sex? Are you a squirter? Have you ever made a woman squirt? How many times can you applique in a session? Don't be surprised, people. This is freaking Hot Talk Radio, and anything goes. We are celebrating Freaknik ATL in a big freaking way. So let's freaking go. Please, have a freaky day. You know what I'm saying? I want to start with giving my shouts out. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like was in my zone. I was trying to get me a nap, you know, after a long day of work. But hey, you know, I didn't get a chance to get me a nap, so I don't know my birthday. But you know what? Those whose birthday it is today, happy birthday, and I owe you one. I'll come back with it tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, unless I get a chance to check it throughout the session, you know what I'm saying. But I want to give a shout-out to all the hosts here. We got J.D. Cuz. You right there at the mic now. You on the speakerphone, so the mic picking all that extra up. Mic check. DJ,
Mike check. I had to relocate, man, you know what I'm saying? Got to get away from the kids, man, because, you know, we don't want our kids to be out in the conversation and stuff, but, you know.
Because, you know, it's wild over here. You know, me and you, cuz, we just, you know, we keep it real. And for those of all who don't know, yes, we really related. That's my blood cousin. You know what I'm saying? That's DJ Sweet. And you know what I'm saying? We just the realest ones in the family. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. That's how we do it, man. I'm representing these places, man, and all these other families, man, that we got connected with us, man. So, you know, y'all go ahead and call in, man. Get with your folks, man, because, you know, we're going to keep it all the way to y'all, for y'all, man. And,
They're going to do something crazy. They're going to overload the system again. I'm going to be like, the hell, y'all, because y'all retarded. But anyway, Matt is on the way to the studio. You know what I'm saying? She on the way. She at work. You know what I'm saying? Life goes on. You know, give a shout-out to JD, the Black Mark Kent, our superhero. Give a shout-out to Polo, Kiwu. You know what I'm saying? Tita Professor, Sean, who will be calling in. Give a shout-out to APE, GME, Apple J, Mansion House, YOLO Entertainment, my boy Lonnie Mac over there, them affiliates, you know what I'm saying?
What's
Twin Productions, Ilfam, them Flip Boys, MPM Entertainment, that's my brother, you know what I'm saying, and his people, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, Six Figure Entertainment, you formerly known as Kingdom Entertainment, they're my boys, Jock and them, you know what I'm saying, Jock, what's up, Trendsetter, what's up, you know what I'm saying, Dub Beats. Hopefully my baby JK Jones will be through here to speak to y'all, to give y'all the updates on all the events we got planned for Picnic 2010. If not, he'll be in the building tomorrow. Maybe I get him on the phone, let him update everybody, but you know, for those of you all don't know, Hot Talk Radio is a direct affiliate of J.K. Jones, along with Apple J and APE GME. Shout out to Power Moves. Welcome to the family. All right, here we go. Also, because, I mean, I don't know how to say this. I really don't. I mean, I just recently, you know, had to come to terms, and we're gonna like, this is therapy for the callers, this is therapy for me too. So I'm just gonna go ahead and admit, you know how they say the first, you know, way to get over an issue or work through it is admission. So I'm admitting Lady Libra is a super freak. There, I said it. So, and since I've admitted it, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, start the session off with the song of the week, because the theme for this Freaknik 2010 is super freak. So who better to fucking play than Rick Damn James, the original? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he went ahead and told it when everybody was, shh. Don't let me know your business. No, hell no. We let it all hang out. I'm going to let it rip. Give everybody time to get in their mold. We already got the calls on hold. I'm going to check on them, make sure everything okay. See if they want to say anything. Start the music on. Relax everybody. Anything goes. It's Hot Talk Radio. And it's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. Be well, because I'm a beautiful motherfucking nightmare.
Get her off the street. Ow.
romantic decade right now.
When I get there, she's got intertwined candles.
No, okay.
It's such a freaky scene.
But they say she's not as late for the season.
That girl is pretty
geeky. I'm a fuck.
The kind of girl you read about. That girl is pretty wild now. I really like to chase her. Every time we meet, she's alright. She's alright. The girl's on the ride with me. Yeah. Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, I got it. What's up, ATL? I feel so much better that I've gotten that off my chest. You know what I'm saying? I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a drug user, but I'm a super freak. And I went ahead and admitted that. I want you all to admit that so you can feel better and get that off your chest. Life will be so much easier. I got a call. I'm going to see what's up. Hi, Talk Radio. Are you a super freak?
Is it on me?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Are you talking to caller 661?
Yes, I am. What's up, caller 661?
This is your boy DJ Big Feezy checking in again. I told you I was calling back. I'm ready for you to squirt and let them know how to squirt.
Welcome. If
you thought I wasn't calling back, then you must be mistaken.
What's up? It's wild and super wet damn Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? But first, before we get this, you know, before you get off into that, I got some questions I want to ask you. Do you feel as though the weather, the saying, the weather, the better is true?
Hold on, let me turn off my internet because y'all got a drag, so it was going slow. Now what you say now? I'm sorry.
Sweetie, it's a delay. But just in case something happens that I don't want to get out, then I can, you know, keep it from getting out. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, honey.
So what's going on, Lady Libra?
Everything, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm a beautiful, I just tell people, be well, because I'm a beautiful nightmare. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as long as they know you know enough to be dangerous, you'll be all right.
Deadly combination, sweetie. Very deadly.
Mm-hmm.
All going on is pretty poison. I want to know, do you feel as though the saying, the wetter the better, is true?
Do I feel as though what?
The saying, you know how people say the wetter the better. Do you feel like that? Because, you know, to somebody who, you know, might be coming up short, the wetter the better might apply to him. He might be slipping and sliding and can't keep up. You feel me?
Well, I mean, if he can't keep up, you know what that means. You got two choices if that man can't keep up.
What's the two choices?
You could accept him and teach him, or you could be like, fuck that, I don't want to deal with that. On to the next one.
Okay.
Are you on to the next one, chick, or do you deal with it?
Let me think.
That was a hard question. I'm sorry.
I got my boys
checking in tonight. I got my boys checking in. If you see them 904 numbers pop up on there, make sure you take their call.
Let me tell you. Sometimes if people, when they try to come in all at one time, it'll do the same thing that happens on New Year's when everybody tries to use the phone?
It shut down?
It'll kind of like, yeah, that's what was happening last night. People were calling me on my cell phone saying I'm trying to get through and I can't because I can hold 50 callers, you know what I'm saying, at one time. But when they told me and people, when I tried to call in myself and couldn't get through, that meant it was more than 50 callers trying to call in at one time, which is a good thing, but a bad thing at the time. Okay, they're going 904. They're going 904. See, I knew it was coming. Okay. What's up, 904? I'm going to get with you in just one second. Let me ask him a few more questions. Now, I need to ask you something. Are you in an unhappy relationship only because you love the freaky sex?
Have I ever been in one of those, or am I currently in one?
Either way, have you ever stuck out of a relationship and just hung in there just because you know that bitch getting nasty? She getting freaky.
Yeah.
Freaky. See?
I've been there.
See, that shit ain't right. Gonna use her whole damn sex when you know you ain't even finna say that.
How I know she not using me for mine?
Okay. Now.
That works both ways, man.
All right. So how many times can you Apple J in a session? And for those of you don't know what Apple J is, that's the French term for climax. Same thing my clothing line is named after.
A French name for coming?
That's right.
In one session?
Yes. How many times can you, Apple J in a session?
Oh, man. I think the best I got to was about four.
Four. Damn.
But, that was over, you get one, she brings you back to life. You get one, she go get a nigga some fruit juice. It's all good. that went on over a couple of hours. That shit wasn't no just bust one and bust again, bust again, and bust again. Nah, that y'all trying to make a nigga dickhead explode on that.
Well, let me see what this other caller got to say. I'm just curious. I'm trying to find me somebody that I want somebody to come as many times as I can come. You know what I'm saying? Once I'm going and that person hitting the spots and doing what he's supposed to do, I just keep on coming. I'll be like, damn.
Women are naturally going to come a little bit more. Well, they're going to come more times than the man, in most cases. I mean, if you're trying to get a nigga to keep up with you and you busting 10 and 15 nuts in one session.
Yeah, I'm going like that.
God bless you if you do find that dude.
Because, I never get enough. You know what I'm saying? I just forget it. I'm never satisfied. Yeah. 904, what's up?
What's up,
goddamn deal? Cat got your tongue?
No, never had my tongue, baby. What's happening? This word G checking in from the Ville.
Hey, baby, this is Lady Libra coming through your speaker. Be well, because this is a fucking beautiful night now.
Hey, I love having a fucking good time.
So,
what's happening?
Welcome to High Tower Radio. So I heard you down there in Florida, right?
Hey, I do what I can when I can. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, cool. Because, it's going down up here in High Tower Radio. You know what I'm saying? We sexy, we look good, you know what I'm saying? You know, and then we got these old nasty mouths and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then we open, you know what I'm saying? So I got a question. Do you feel like the better is true in your case?
Do I feel like what, baby?
The wetter the better.
Oh, absolutely.
I put on Facebook today, this morning at 2 o'clock, let's wash away some of this pollen naturally. Squirtles of the world, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? My inspiring squirtles, let's do it. Have you ever made squirtles?
On several occasions. You know what I'm saying? But it's hard to find a squirtle though. You know what I'm saying? Those are very rare.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, at least in my case, what I've run across is rare. You know what I'm saying? I only came across a couple in my time.
Okay. Because, see, what I was teaching today when I was at work, because, you know, I think I'm a therapist, but I, you know, there's always, you know, in order to teach, you got to first be a learner. Okay.
Right.
What I found out is that the woman has these ducts that continuously produce these fluids, sort of like the glands in our mouth that produce saliva, you know what I'm saying? The glands
right.
that produce sweat, so it's a natural thing. So this chick at work was like, "You're so nasty." I said, "Wait a minute, what makes it nasty to squirt? So you nasty when you go pee-pee? So you nasty when you cry? You nasty when you, you know, go make a poopy? You nasty? Those are natural, you know what I'm saying? Those are things that the body naturally does. So squirting is a natural thing. So why is it nasty? You know what I'm saying? So,
right,
you know, I've seen those squirters that wash cars. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I can't say I'm one of them that wash cars. But I'm damn sure trying to hit the damn walls because over in some of those tribes overseas, in order to get married, you know what I'm saying, you got to sit so many feet away from the wall and you got to, you know, the older women in the village, you know, stimulate you and, you know, get you to squirt them. And let you hit that wall with those fluids, you don't get married. And guess what? All of them get married. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of those continuous commas, though. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, you don't have to use an umbrella, but I'm trying to get there. So I'm trying to see if there's something you can enlighten me on so that I can be one of those squirters that, you know, you have to damn get the shot back, the vacuum up, the fluids after.
That's how I definitely like that shit, you know what I'm saying? I find squirters to be, like I said, they rare, but when you do find them, the motherfuckers keep the party going for sure. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mind
okay,
wetting
so the
up
the better
feet, you know
is good
saying?
For you.
Absolutely. I have it no other way.
Okay.
Who wants to dry pussy? No, not nobody that I know of.
Indian burn on your ding-ding.
You know what I'm saying?
I got another call
from
904 that I'm
going to
bring on.
I know. He's sitting right here.
That's
right. That is our nigga. Like, you want an asshole, pick up the phone and get one.
See, y'all coming up here to Freak Nick. Y'all coming up here because, you know, Hot Talk Radio is an official sponsor, so we will be there. Everywhere.
Yeah.
I was hoping J.K. was, well, he coming by. But
When is that shit?
It's this whole weekend. But he was going to, you know, give everybody updates on what's going on and where everything going to be. Because I don't know. I work here.
Right.
I mean, I have a job. I talked to him on my lunch, and when I get home, and he was like, well, I just be right there by 9, and he texted me and was like, he's still in the office. I'm like, oh, God. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Here I am. You know, because I know nothing stopped me. You know what I'm saying? I'm invincible. I'm also, you know, outside of being Lady Libra, I got other characters that I play. But really,
I like you're ready to meet your match, though. You know what I'm saying? Sound like you're ready to meet your match. I hear you say that you want a nigga that's gonna keep up with you. You know what I'm saying? So it sounds like you're ready to meet that other side.
So you think you can keep up? You think you can keep up with me?
My purpose is not to keep up with you. My purpose is to make sure you keep rolling. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole goal.
Ooh.
As long as you keep rolling, then I'm straight.
Okay.
It sounds like you like a lot of same things I like. You know what I'm saying? So.
So when your birthday? When your
birthday? 13. Sagittarius, baby.
Oh, shit. See, we
yeah,
don't.
We please us. we please us.
And see, I'm Lady Libra and Sagittarius is we compatible, especially sexually. See, you are a fire sign. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you,
yeah.
you dynamite. You hot. You know what I'm saying? Your sex
exactly.
drive is like a beast. You know what I'm saying?
And you
I
know, we're adventurous. We're adventurous, so we got to keep it fresh. Got to keep it new for us. You can't come to us with the same old, same old.
You don't have to tell me. Just like I
told
the old Leos. See, the Leos, Aries, and the Sagittarius, y'all all in the same league when they come out to the bedroom. That's why I don't fuck with y'all sometimes. Because, see, it's something about me. The men be wanting to tell them. Beat your ass. You just think you just going to do what you want to do, and it ain't going to go like that. I'm the man. And then you're not like... I'm Lady Libra, and I do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? They're like, no, you're going to do what I say do. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do what I want to do. And they be like.
We way too laid back for that. We'll let you do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's all
you
good.
You do what I want to do.
Hey, what am I to be upset for? You know what
I'm saying? Have you ever stayed in a relationship that wasn't going no damn well, but you just was just hooked on a freaking sex?
Well, no. Because in that case, you know what I'm saying? I know it wasn't going nowhere before we even got to a relationship side of it. To say it's good, to say it's good. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to be in a relationship as long as we got an understanding that we know what we got when it comes down to the fuck thing. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep it like that. And we're either trying to dip into a relationship, and you know that shit ain't working out at the get-go. But if neither one of them, if it's both consensual, we're going to keep this fuck game going because we both got to be satisfied and we know where we're going to get it from.
So what you gonna do when you run across this woman that intrigues you, that you, you know, you just gotta have, and she's so sexual and she's so, you know, she got her shit together, but then when you get in the bedroom, she's a little bit on the reserve side, but this freak over there, you know what I'm saying, you know you, you know, what you gonna do, what you gonna do, come on now, I wanna know.
What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna hang out with the freak. I ain't got time to be creeping around cheating and all that shit. I'm hanging out with the freak until somebody get it right.
See what I'm saying? See, lady, I told you yesterday. No, I told you Tuesday. No, I told you Monday when it was minor, medium, or major freak Monday. That if you was a minor or a medium freak, you better get your shit together because a major freak was going to come along to take your man. Now, see, I'm trying to enlighten the ladies that we got to, you know, be ladies in the street. You know what I'm saying? Be sensual, you know what I'm saying? Be intellectual, be business, like all that shit there. But then when you close them motherfucking doors, cut them motherfucking fog machine on.
I'm getting all hot, man. That's this person. Y'all all on hot.
Yeah.
Look, you tell him that I'm Lady Libra, and what I say goes. And he
tell him
that's Santa Christ.
Told about yesterday.
He's Santa Christ. He told you about him yesterday. You know what I'm saying? But that's the nigga that's gonna tell you that you ain't gonna run out and do what the fuck you wanna do.
I'm gonna do what I wanna do. I wanna know. Have you ever? Who is that talking that shit? Because he better be done made somebody squirt.
That's Johnny Craig with this word G you talking to right now.
So you done made a woman squirt. Did you make a squirt with your hand or did you do it with your dick?
No, with the roger that. No,
because, you know,
it's
two ways that, you know, that a woman can squirt. And from what I've seen recently, they just slapping on the click and it squirt. So, I mean.
I done did it with the G and the tongue.
You done did it with what, baby?
With the dick and the tongue.
Okay. Have you done it with the fingers?
No, I ain't done it with the fingers.
So, how much fluid did she produce? And tell me what you did that you think that made her squirt. I mean, is this like, does it, every time you do this particular thing to this woman, does it produce the squirt, or there was just something y'all happened to look up on?
No, I don't do the same thing all the time. That's what I was just telling you about. You know what I'm saying? We can't continue to do the same thing. Are you gonna get bored with me and I'm gonna get bored with you?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So we gotta keep it new and exciting. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
But she squirted probably about four times though. You know
in one session?
Yeah, in one session.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Yeah, hold the fuck up. Fun Freak Neil, you come to Jacksonville this weekend.
I can't, I'm an official host. I can't, I gotta stay here.
Nah, I'm fucking with you, man, I'm fucking with you.
But y'all gonna need to come on up here, because this Freak Nick, you know what I'm saying, this is where it's at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it sounds like that ain't where the freaks at. Sound like the freaks are here.
And that's what you want to believe. Who told you that lie?
No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. I used to live there. I know what's happening.
Oh, do you? So I can count on you riding on up the weekend because it's going down.
I don't know if it'll be this weekend, but goddamn it, I know how to get there.
Because what I've gathered, that Freak Nick would not just be like on one weekend. My people is going to continue it and make it like ongoing. So it's just going to be an ATL. I mean, ATL going to have a whole other thing.
Shit, that's what's up. Yeah. We definitely coming soon. Like I said, I don't know if it's this weekend, but we definitely coming soon.
And you're going to come up here and get some of these women to squirt. I want to know how much fluid did she produce? I mean, because I'm trying to produce, I'm trying to wash cars. And I've seen it done, but I just don't wash cars. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, shit, she ain't filled the bucket up, but goddamn, easy between, I'd say, after all four of them probably put together, and she probably at least dropped, at least probably by 3 cups.
That's a significant amount.
Yeah.
So did it squirt out? Like, did it go, like, having, you know, like a water hose, or did it just fall? I mean, you know, give me details. I want to know.
No, like the... Like when I made it happen with the dick, you could feel the shit squirt out. You know what I'm saying? Like the shit was all over both of us. You know what I'm saying? But you could see it better when I did it with my tongue because I can see it right when it happened. You know what I'm saying? That shit just shot up out of there.
What did it taste like?
What does it taste like? Shit, mm-hmm. The shit tastes. It's almost watery a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But it got like
a lot of people
little...
get confused and think that somebody's pissing, and I'm trying to teach them, no, ain't nobody damn pissing. This shit don't even have a color. It's damn clear.
Yeah, exactly. It's clear, and plus you'll know the piss smell when you smell a piss. It don't have a piss smell to it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit ain't all right. She pissed my goddamn mouth. It's all right with you. That shit ain't all right with me.
Johnny Crash, they take him out of queue. You want to talk to Lady Libra?
Okay. Let me. He want to talk to, you know, the beware, because this is a beautiful nightmare. Now, I wish you could see my picture so you would know who you talk to, because then you really get in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a hottie.
All my information on the. On the sign up, you know how to get it to me.
It's on the where?
It's on the when you got to sign up to get onto this. You know what I'm saying? They ask for your email address and all that, so shit. I'm on Facebook too, so it's ways
to
get it.
Did you become a fan?
On Facebook,
Let me see what the other 904 want before he get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Because I think he's trying to come up here and see me. Hold on, let me see what's up. All
right.
What's up, 904-509? It's Lady Libra coming through your speaker.
What's up, baby mama?
Hey, boo-boo.
What you doing? Hey.
I'm
so happy to be on the radio talking to you.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm looking for your
picture. You must know what I look like. You must know what I look like.
Where your picture at?
My picture is all over everywhere, honey. It's on High Talk Radio. It's on my page. It's on my tag page.
I'm looking for it now.
You have to look me up on tag and on Facebook under Tequila Lady Libra Barner.
Anyways, that shit overrated.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. You must ain't made nobody squirt, boo-boo. You can't be my...
That's why I say it's overrated.
So you ain't never made nobody squirt?
Yeah. That ain't nothing out of the ordinary. That shit happened.
No, everybody has not squirt. I'm waiting on the rest of my folks to come through. You know, it's, hey, it's a weeknight and it be moving slow. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? But my homegirl was like, what's that? I ain't never done that. And I'm like, what? We gonna, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on some ladies to get bold enough to call in because, you know, this is a scary topic, and I understand that. Hot Talk Radio is scary, period. Because I don't bite my tongue for shit. I'm not under FCC regulations.
Yeah, but sticking to the subject, you know, I don't like the liquid. It feels different than pussy juice.
Explain.
It's like the viscosity, you know?
I'm listening.
You know viscosity means, right?
No, not when it comes to vaginal body fluids,
Just like motor oil, one slicker than the other.
So you saying that the squirting liquid is slicker than the regular?
Nah, it's not slippery. It's like a dryer wet.
Because it's more like a water.
And long as she gonna sleep in that shit, it's all gravy.
You know what? You know what? I just lost all interest in you.
Why?
Nigga, you supposed
I'm supposed to sleep in that shit. Like, you sleep in that shit. It's your shit.
How many times do you Applejade? How many? What's the most you've ever Applejade in a session?
What?
Applejade is a French term for climax. What's the most time? How many times? What's the most you've ever nutted in a session? Trying to teach you how to talk, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't know, 2-3 maybe. I don't know.
Two, three.
I'd be more concerned about you than me.
No, you talking shit about somebody squirting.
I can't do all that, man. God ain't make us like that. We only got so much to give. It's called the sperm count. That shit run out.
No, it don't. It do. No, it doesn't.
I'll tell you like this. As about a good 1,500 strokes, ain't nobody gonna get nothing else.
So you saying that women got it going on?
I love him to death.
Basically, since we had to push our babies, he gave us a squirting orgasm to kind of like counteract label.
Yeah, I'm all gravy with it. I like it.
My dog is here. She's ready for her first session. Because, see.
Ooh, you said she ready for her first session. I almost got horny on that one,
cuz. He said he don't like the female squirt. He's talking about who the hell going to want to lay in that shit. He don't like, you laying. He's talking all this big boy shit. And
I ain't talking no big boy shit. That's how I feel.
Okay. Why we can't play in it? Flash around in the swimming.
We might can.
DJ, he's over there. He quiet because the men right now. The women scared right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for the female squirt. They don't know I'm called just yet, unless they just listening. Check the switchboard to see if you know any else. I'm going to check on them in a minute. But I'm trying to
understand. I'm going to call some and get them to call you right now.
Okay, you do that, boo-boo. Because I ain't fooling. We're going to play in this. We're going to play in squirting orgasm.
And you remember my number, because I'm going to call back, because we're going to get it on.
You gonna fly up?
Ooh,
yeah.
I see your picture.
Okay, can you see him now?
He says that's you under the host, right?
Call on the switchboard, cuz. Okay.
Mm.
Okay, I'm listening. So you gonna give him the ones you know, cause see he don't wanna play in it. I want to squirt and splash around and swim in. Rub it all on him.
He ain't right.
He ain't right. You
right.
I'm right. I'm good.
Okay, well, I mean, that is to each his own. So,
yeah.
I hate.
But yeah, you can sleep in it all. Do it. It's all exciting and all. Every time I see it happen, I be like, ooh wee.
Yeah.
You're going to sleep in it, it's all gravy. We're going to go to the limit.
Why you can't put a towel down like Clyde say?
That's that rap shit. I don't know.
Fuck
all
the
shit. I ain't getting no. You go grab the towel and you go wipe off and get me a water or something.
You know what?
I'm firing up the J. And we're gonna go to sleep.
Let me play some music, take a break, check on my other callers, make sure they, know the first one if they want to see something.
I'm gonna go call some girls. Keep going around, ball out.
Cause you know what's gonna happen? The system's gonna get overloaded. It ain't gonna be my fucking fault. I told y'all last, so don't wait till the last minute.
Get involved with a nigga, slob on a nigga, take all the dope and I slob the nigga, cause I'm a nasty bitch. I leave a nigga dead broke. Let the bread and cop a brand new coat. I'm a daddy, and I only let you eat if you ask me right. My pussy mad. With low juice in a break, will you peel the skin? But yo, it ain't no fun if your tongue ain't in.
Whoa,
this is what a madness size. So nigga, fuck me with your tongue.
That was Fat Fault Child. The song went off.
Oh,
and
hell nah. Hell nah. That was my fault.
Who we back? You know what I'm saying? And I got somebody who wants to make a comment to them Florida boys. Y'all still there, boys? Let me make sure y'all still there.
I'm late. I came in late. The Florida boys on the phone.
Wait a minute. Who is this? Okay, this is Florida boy right here. Oh, he
was
too.
Yeah.
This word G, man. I mean, we in the frat house chilling. What's happening?
Oh, y'all in the frat house. Oh, shit, I'm on the frat.
In the frat house.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Anything goes. It's Will Wise and Super Wet fucking Wednesday. And we trying to get the squirters on the line because it's too much fucking pollen, and I'm trying to wash this shit away naturally. I got somebody who want to make a comment. I'm going to bring the caller on the line. This is Sunshine.
Oh, no sunshine, like
sunshine.
Make it rain.
Sunshine, what
happened? Hey, Sunshine.
What you know about making it rain? You tell me what you know about making it rain. Because
you listen to the show, baby. I talked about it raining.
If that was you,
baby.
You were the last caller.
Nah, I was the second caller, baby.
Well, tell me what you know about making it rain.
You had to listen to the show. You got to tune in a little earlier.
No, I don't know.
That's what we needed first for your blood to start flowing. So you're halfway there.
Uh-huh. It's flowing, too. It's hot.
I know. It sounds like it, too. You need to get that in under control now. I know they don't want you tearing up their equipment in there because you done bust on everything.
Look, ain't nothing cold about the sun. She wants to know what you know by making the female ejaculation work. Then nigga bring it or shut up.
Okay. Hey, can Peasy check in on this one?
Go ahead, Peasy.
DJ Sweet.
Well, this is.
Feel free. Shout out to my baby, DJ Dan Decatur. What's up, baby? I see you. Go ahead. Keep going.
Well, me myself, I told y'all yesterday I did a little internet research on this a couple months ago. And I needed to find out, you know, when I first saw my girl Jada 5 do that shit kind of, I don't want to say it freaked me out, but that shit just made me say, damn, I wonder how the fuck she just did that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as I started researching, you know, it when I got on the internet, it talks a lot about the G-spot. And the first thing is you have to locate a woman's G-spot.
So I want you to tell the ATL here at Hot Talk Radio exactly what the female G-spot is, sweetie.
Okay, the G-spot on the female.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Preach, preacher.
Grafenheimer spot. Let me use my BS degree right quick. You know, we really did our research on this,
so
like I said, if a female is say she's laying on her back,
right,
the G spot is inside her uterus, almost directly under her clitoris.
Exactly.
It's either under it or about 4 inches in. See that, and that's what a common misconception come in that fact. You know,
how do you know when you find it though?
Well, but here's the deal. When you find it, first of all you have to know what you're looking for. What you're looking for is like a rough nodule, like something that's swollen. almost like a rough piece
like
of skin.
Like a spongy? Like spongy?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then his what? You touch that, you lift up. You have to have your palms up. You can either be a one finger or a two finger. I'm 6'5", 250, so sometimes one is cool, but two's always better. Now, once you find it and you press it, and I'm telling you, she's going to do something. She's gonna lift up and raise up, and that's when niggas say, damn, she locked her legs on my head. You know what I mean?
On your head?
It's you know, the shit, when you find it, if you're looking for the squirt, you have to stimulate that one area. Now, you have guys who take their hand and they just ram.
No, that's not
good. For about 5-10 minutes. Hey, and then, you know, depending on what type of freak, whether you minor, medium, or major. A super freak might want you to bang her G-spot with your fingers just so she can give you a vibe. She might want to date you that day.
Now,
I want to
say something. For those guys that may not be, you know, blessing, you know, 8 and 7 inches and all that shit there, the shorter guys can actually reach that G-spot better than the longer guys because y'all motherfuckers are passing it.
I got
Diddy. What? You got
Diddy. That's my boy Jay Christ checking in. He just letting y'all know how he feel about it.
How he
don't like playing in the wet spot.
Hey.
Yeah, most guys don't like it. They don't think it's, for one, like I said earlier, they think it's pee, and it's not pee.
Do like your mama did. Take the sheets off and flip the mattress. Fuck it.
Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen? I like you.
Amen. Hey, I mean, damn. You know, but, you know, one of the disclaimers that I did also read is when you do make a woman do that, especially when it's not just one of your fuck partners, she, like you told me yesterday, a dude 10 years younger than you did that to you, and you felt a certain way about that dude, and you still do. I know you might have been drinking yesterday, and I was, you know.
Yeah, see,
just letting you know I'm a
drunk.
Listener.
I thought she was a little drunk then.
I'm a listener.
Yeah,
but you got to understand, some dudes, the disclaimer read to me, if she doesn't squirt, and that was y'all's aim, like you was actually trying to make her squirt hands, toys, whatever, and she doesn't, don't ridicule her. Tell her to go again. You'll tell her to give it the whole college try. Now, for that nigga that think that the chick pissed on him and it ruins the whole evening, I mean, which is most people when that happens the first time, especially when you're doing it, you know, having vaginal sex, you know, no fingers, no tongue, you just fucking, and that happens, and that's your first time. That shit might make that nigga be like, you know what? Time to go. This bitch just pissed on me. Now, when that's your old lady, your main ball, you know, the chick that you want to squirt, and that happens, you have to be able to control that feeling. Because a lot of niggas will be like, I can't believe this bitch just pissed on me.
Come on, I want you to piss on me.
Well, you know, I saw the R. Kelly video and that shit made my stomach hurt. So I'm not down.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Hey, some niggas put the shower curtain down and get to it.
It's all kind of things.
She's taking in from the frat house.
Well, who is that taking in?
Swerve G.
That was Swerve letting y'all know to put the shower curtain down if you into the piss and shit.
Hold on. First of all, the gentleman just told us how the texture and the smell and the look of this squirting orgasm. So there's no reason for you to think nobody pissed on your damn ass.
No, I didn't say somebody pissed on me. I said if some people are into the piss and shit, then just tell them to put the shower curtain down.
Right. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm not pissing on people. Lord, hey, I'd rather be pissed off than pissed on.
still consensual.
I can't take this shit.
Man, y'all get that pistol shit up out of here, man.
Exactly. Somebody came in and talk about pissing.
Okay, we're going to stop talking about pissing.
I want to know, how did you make, who was it that made somebody squirt with their tongue? Because I've only experienced it with the two fingers, the ring finger and the middle finger. And you have to be very gentle. And you can also massage the top of the vagina to give to add the pressure while you're stimulating with your two middle fingers. And as you do that, it's a certain sound that you can listen for. And then as you hear that sound, it'll start to produce those extra fluids. Now, Cytheria hits walls, wash cars, clean out sidewalks, the whole nine. Now,
exactly. But this was Swerve Z, the one that made it happen with the tongue.
Okay.
What you have to do with that, and even in the research, it's a whole lot of controversy about this whole subject when it comes down to doctors and all kind of people that are trying to research this thing, because some people are still saying that the source of it is unknown.
It is known, because the women have glands that produce this fluid. This is a natural.
Yeah, I saw that too in one of the research, but I'm saying, like, that's what I'm saying, it's controversy, because some people say, hey, I found it, here's where it is, but it's also other research saying, hey, you know what? That may not be it. We don't know where this shit is coming from. But to cut to the chase on what you're asking me, you know what I'm saying, when it came down to doing with the tongue, at the time when it happened, I was towards the top side of it while I was massaging it with my hand as well, you know what I'm saying? But you can apply. I wasn't deep into it real heavy, you know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, you got different loads of pressure that you can put on it with your tongue, you know what I'm saying? So we was just kind of, I was kind of gliding it through a little bit, and I ain't gonna tell my
whole secret. You got a long tongue.
No,
it don't have to be long.
You know what I'm saying? You just have to know what you're doing. Yeah, no.
You don't have to have
a
long,
long
tongue. Because if you can reach it with your fingers, you damn sure can reach it with a 2-inch dick. You know what I'm saying? So
you keep trying to say me a penis short?
Because some of them are.
She's trying to shout out the 2-inch brothers to try to get their confidence up. She's trying to get the 2-inch brothers to keep their head up.
Still on the dark of film over there now.
I'm still hope.
What she done
had? I'm trying to keep these folks from leaving their husbands and shit.
Ooh, not like that.
Because, I mean, I'm trying to show you kids satisfaction.
Hey, you can't get all them. You can't get all them 8 inches.
I ain't, but I'm just saying how you keep stressing that.
I'm telling
there's
some little ones out there.
Oh,
goddamn.
Stop taking up for the fellas here a little bit.
Now, I hear not. People talk about the thing because they 8 and 9 and 10 inches. It ain't all the ones can bring a squirt and orgasm. That's not true. These little motherfuckers can bring them too.
They can.
They're going to have to research it. You know what I'm saying? And find out how to make it happen. They only got 2 inches. I know they got a lot of time on their hands.
Y'all like to say today, man. It's Hot Talk Radio. Everybody tripping. I love it.
Super wet Wednesday. If you ain't getting wet, get the fuck out.
This is Will's Wild and Super Wet Wednesday.
Hey, when y'all gonna get some of your homegirls to call in and let us know what time it is? Let us know if we're right. Let us know if we're wrong.
Where you squirting homegirls at?
You know, I thought that's why we was calling in today.
I'm
gonna
be honest, the line is lit up, but a lot of people, when I go to them, they just want to listen. They're not wanting to say anything.
So none of your squirting homegirls don't want to talk about it.
You got one call on the phone.
You got Sunshine on the call. Y'all be talking to Sunshine.
Sunshine ain't squirted yet, though. We got to get Sunshine on board.
Look, I've been saying so. I'm the one that's been talking. I said you did your research. You know what you're talking about.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We want to make sure you get there. If you ain't never squirted before, we need to make sure you get there.
I
we need to make that happen for you.
If you knew.
That's what's up, man.
I don't know.
Hey, I got some new shit on me then. See, I know some of them. I don't claim to know it all. What's going on with you? What was your experience?
I want to know. Well, you know, my experience was I already knew before, so I kind of had to teach him. I had to make him read. I already knew how. And that was just something I wanted to do. But like I said, some people, everybody not into it. I found some that's like, wow, cool. Man, I thought that was pen. I had to show them a video.
You need to show a deal, man.
I have it on my computer.
Boy, let me show you something.
Yeah, I did. Exactly. And that's just what I did. I said, you want to know what I want to do? Let me show you. And I
did it work?
It just looked.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shit. So it's successful then.
Yeah.
Dang.
But at first, it was like, that's P, ain't it? I said, no, that's not P.
Look at the video again.
Go back to the footage.
What I'm saying is you can't project pee-pee like that. I mean, I'm trying to hit the wall. Is that something that y'all can tell me to make me hit the wall other than just wet the bed?
Okay, so you actually trying to give a full out water hydrant squirt.
Yeah, that's
you
want to
be,
in the squirt team video.
Yeah, I want to be that.
I do too. Me too.
You know, I mean, it's just muscles. It's like when you pissing. If you pissing, shoot that bitch out real hard. See if you can do that. It's the same shit. If you feel that shit in the bus, you shoot that shit out.
Don't let it flow natural.
You got to use your muscles. Y'all, what y'all do? Y'all kegel? Y'all do all that shit? I remember the first time I got my dick kegel on. I like lost my goddamn mind.
Okay.
I said, that was damn near cheating. Hey, they took my stroke count down.
Yeah. somebody, you know that shit in there, and you dropped the walls on that nigga. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, now. It was just loose a second ago.
Hey, so that, you know, y'all got ways of doing that shit, and, you know, when you see that shit on the videos, man, them chicks practice that shit. Them chicks in there playing with themselves 3-4 times a day to make that shit do what it's supposed to do for the camera.
Oh, so that's something they had to work at. You just don't naturally just start spraying walls.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Man, sometimes them chicks walk into the video, stroke, they click 5 times, and they just got shoot that shit on them
dicks. Yeah.
How the hell she did that so fast?
Yeah. What we need to do is we need to all get together.
That's the mall show.
I'm jumping the gun. All right.
Always the first one out the gate. 5-12.
Y'all so nasty.
You can't talk about an orgy or a threesome today. Because it is not Threesome Thursday. That's tomorrow, Pumpkin. Today is Bill Wild and Super Wet Wednesday. So I do
it
not
could,
want
to. It'll be one-on-one in each room, I'm just saying.
You know, I'm going to beat you.
Is that another show, or can I say I'm into that too?
Hey, I told you Duval County was checking in tonight, and I really wanted to know if y'all wanted y'all show to do what it do. So y'all invited us here, so we here.
And we so glad
we
have y'all here.
You got y'all in the
building. Welcome, and motherfucking welcome, baby.
Hey, do y'all have a class? Cause I'll come down there with y'all.
Hey.
I will. I'll drive down there right now.
I gotta go take a drink of water. I gotta play a song.
You're more than welcome, baby.
Never knew you felt like that, baby. Never knew you felt like that. Pleasure's all mine.
I think it's so cute how you use me. Whenever you want sex, I'm who you come see. I'm the one you call when your body on E. You need a refill, I'm who you come see. They give you 87, I give you 93. Premium, top of the line, straight D. Say it again in my ear.
Cloud, you a beast.
How can one this gutter be so sweet? Whatever you want, baby, it's my treat. All I want from you is to let me go deep. I'm on call for you 7 days a week. Sex on delivery and so deep. So wet. Every time she want it, she send me a text. Do I want it tonight? Baby, yes. Between her legs, she is so blessed. She's the best thing in the bed that I met. You need a good jewel, be my guest. Whatever you want, I'm at your request. Until I get to you, baby, I can't rest. All I can think about is feeling your sweat. Planting your hair and feeling your flesh. Watching you as you undress. I'm your goon, you my goonette. Feel your hand in my box. Baby, it's 5 in the morning, you rubbing on Oscar. Know if you wake him up, it's gonna be problems. I know you playing with what you want, so I won't stop it. Just let me open up my eyes so I can watch it. You want a dose of your medicine, you want to see the doctor. Gonna take them all so I can go and lock it. I call you mama, you call me papa. I want to make you tonight, my baby mama. Spin like water, me no aroma. Come a little closer so I can put it on. Yeah, you my property, I'm your owner.
She a badass bitch and she a fruit bitch. make deuces. Dancing just like one of them bitches that make movies. Bust my nut quick, she was ready to take boozy. Bent over and told him she wanted it, I love booty. Big fine, working right on time with the music. Make a nigga spin his ass dime on that coochie. And you know how she do it, Chanel, Prada, Gucci, super fire, rough bitch. Make a nigga nut quick, shit. Let a real man hit it. She got a tattoo of a kitten by a cat and a pair of poles running down the side of drawers. You from the tri-state, dog, and she ain't tried it all. She so fine, your mash rewind and try to press pause. But let her play, be a player about it. Stop hitting a couple of suckers. Hell, get that girl familiar, but not you. You like it with a booty, dude. She like it too, and like what it do to you. She playing a mind game. Struggling with you, having conversations while she playing with a tongue ring. She look mean in a low cut fitted jeans. The finest thing you ever seen wearing a belly chain. Plus her man, he getting a little change. Through some ego thing, and she expecting you to buy things. They say money can't buy your love, and it's funny cause money damn sure can buy your hug.
Well, well, well. You got Lady Libra coming through your mother speaker. Fat sitting here chilling like a villain.
What up, y'all?
I said you would. I mean, if I we have not represented for Freaknik, I don't know who the fuck has.
Yeah, man, we done did a damn thing.
And just to let y'all know, it's a lot of people out there imitate, but it's only one way that it's spelled. It's only one official motherfucker with the what is it called? The damn, he gonna kill me by not knowing my word. Not, you know, it's copyrighted, but it's the other word. We know when you have a trademark. So this is how you could tell who is having the official shit. It's spelled FREAKNIC, then ATL. Or Atlanta. Sometimes he's shortened it, sometimes it's long. The four words. You can visit us at freaknickatl.com. Make sure you hit Hot Talk Radio up on our main page as well. HotTalkRadio.com. Hit us up on Facebook. Just search Hot Talk Radio and join the fan page. And that way you'll stay current with all the events that we got going on. You know what I'm saying?
You can listen to us on www.blogtopradio.com, Hot Talk Radio. Call in. We got two numbers. We have so many people. We got two numbers, y'all. Y'all call 1-877-286-1442. And the other one, like I said, this is a toll-free call. So don't get alarmed, people. It's 1-917-889-8677.
Now, we've been going all week because we were trying to, you know what I'm saying, get everybody in the mood for Freaknik, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a baby boom in 9 months. In 9 months, it's going to be a bunch of illegitimate children.
I need to get away from y'all then.
It's going to be a damn baby boom, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we done came hard all week. We done had Suck Me, Seduce Me Sunday, Minor, Medium, or Major Freak Monday, Take Me, Teach Me to Some Tuesday. And here we are at Whipped, Wild, and Super Wet Wednesday.
And y'all know she think real long and hard about these topics for the week.
And tomorrow we coming strong with Threesome Thursday. So for all y'all motherfuckers that done had the threesomes, the orgies, the swingles, you know what I'm saying? We don't give a fuck. I totally consider this counseling. I'm your therapist. This is Dr. Lady Libra, and Dr. Pat in the motherfucking house. You know what I'm saying? We got Dr. DJ Sweet. We got the doctors from Florida.
Hey.
We got
some guest doctors if we have to.
You know what I'm saying? We got our other whole set of doctors. Call, you know, this is where you can call and release yourself. We don't judge. Because, you know, without freaks, we would not be here.
No, if that ain't going to be nothing. Nothing.
Without the word freak, none of us would be here. Just know you would not exist if your mama and daddy weren't freaking. I know you hate to look at it like that, but that was some freaking motherfuckers.
And your auntie and uncle was.
And your grandma. And your granddaddy. Ooh. Grandmama, you let granddaddy do that.
Uh-huh.
That ain't right.
That
I'm like,
so
I'm about to vomit. Anyway, it's hump day, and we humping our way through Freak Week.
We got the callers on the phone. They schooling everybody.
We got the listeners online that's listening. We got the listeners that's on the switchboard listening. Everybody's listening. The numbers are going up every day. We have made it to 530 fans in 1 week. Now, you tell me who can do that. Who can do that? And my page on Tag is like, you know, I'm damn near a porn star. They hit me up, you know what I'm saying?
And y'all know we also got a chat room now.
Yeah, you can also hit us in the chat room because we on Skype, you know what I'm saying? We on Twitter. We on everything. Fat on my face. I don't do my face because I need my face, you know what I'm saying? So, for those that's just tuning in, the topics are, do you feel as though the saying, the weather, the better is true? Are you will? Are you in an unhappy relationship only because you love the freaky sex? Are you a squirter? Have you ever made a woman squirt? How many times can you use appliqué in a session? And for those who don't know what appliqué is, that's the French term for climax, reaching your peak. Don't be surprised. This is freaking Hot Talk Radio, and anything goes.
Let's go, y'all.
And we're celebrating Freaknik ATL in a big freaking way. So let's freaking go. And please, have a freaky day. Switchboard jumping as usual. I ain't seen nothing like it.
Come on, daddy, come and make it rain down on me. Come and make it rain down on me.
Rhythm. Now come and get it with a twister. Black Caddy Mac Daddy with a hoe up in the backseat. With a 97 pimp flow. Got a feeling when you smoke it when I flip it to a track speed. Talking about a beautiful figure. Astonishing as Greek mythology. Body be just like a girl in love. What's that movie? Never mind. Let me enter your atmosphere as you enter my world. And let me touch that booty. I can't believe that your mama that cold. Her daughter got such an astonishing soul. You need a modeling role. Still a player, know you got it when you climb up from the bottom to the top of the pole. Plus you can pop a control. Your body's so accurate when I'm stacking it. It's making me say what I gotta do to get with that. When it come to making it rain, I can get it wet. When it come to cutting the monkey, I can get it wet. You want some media? Politics, I'ma be your weatherman. Cause every time I'm looking up and I see more ass, I'ma constantly see rain in the forecast. This away, that away, I'm picking 5,000 ones or whatever you wanna call it. It's a celebration, you the champion, your hair's the Betty Confetti. Come on and get drunk when the money hauling. That perceive with the hatred, I'ma teach him a lesson. I take shots of adrenaline, cause that's the way I receive immunization against the recession. I got the muscle off of my hustle and flow money. I'm entrepreneur with ways to get more money. So don't be tripping whenever you see me throw money. It's just a little bit of show money. But if you want me to get it wet another way, then I'ma have to beat it up. First I'ma play with your girl. Touch your ears and your neck and play with your pearls. Then I'll reach up in your pants and play with your pearls. When I lay it down, you ain't gotta be fronting and begging on me, baby, cause I know it takes the right touch. I ain't stopping till you get up the covers, because I gotta keep on fucking till I keep.
counting on you.
What's up, y'all? We back. We're wild and super wet Wednesday. We chilling here on the top for everybody. Call in. Again, the number is 1-917-889-8677. We got another line for you. If you can't reach that one, at 1-877-286-1442.
It's been going down all night. I mean, this squirting shit, all this, you know, just freaking for real. You know what I'm saying? And then what's so ironic is that I got the originator, the creator on right here. Hold on, I'm going to let him introduce himself because, I mean, for some of y'all that don't know who he is. Baby, say who you are.
Hold on, this is J.K. Jones here.
So, J.K., everybody want to know what's going on in the ATL for the weekend because I told him that Freak Nick was not dead. It was very much alive. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of rumors around this and it's been stopped and, you know, it's not gonna happen. Tell me what's really going on.
It's really going down. I can't get into all the legal issues right now, but know this. I have Vince Phillips. He's with BME. He's Little John's partner. And I have Marvin Arrington. He's a longtime native Atlanta, and his father's a Superior Court judge in Atlanta. So, as a matter of fact, my attorneys are friends with the whole BME camp. So I fought fire with fire, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is, they cannot. All this talk, the press conference today, is just a bunch of talk. Honestly, I cannot promote an event in a park. However, you are free to go to all parks you want to on Freak Nick Weekend. It's just because my network is so big, because we have 29,000 people on Facebook, because we have like 8,000 people on our main site. If I were to promote a park, that'd be like yelling fire in a nightclub. It would create a riot. So that's why we've kind of held back from parks and telling people, hey, look, the party's going to be at Washington Park, or the party's going to be at Mosley Park. We've kind of held off from that. So you can do what you want to do at parks. Don't get me wrong. We cannot promote it on our site. We can't promote it on our networks because our networks will just go crazy with it. And I've already promised the police that I wouldn't do that. However, you know, again, what they're doing is called torturous interference. They're interfering with a lot of my private venues. So you all need to know, if you're not in good with city officials, they can make it very tough for you to have an event for the public. They can make it very tough for you. And that's basically what I'm fighting right now. So you need to get your attorney game up. You need to step up and get some attorneys to fight for you legally. And then you can stand your ground. But if you don't, they're just going to run over you. They sent me a cease and desist letter. And we thought it was funny. So we told them to cease and desist as well. You know? So, I mean, that's the level of retardation that this is on in terms of what they're trying, how the scare tactics. Not doing anything wrong. And to be honest, with our mansion parties, if you want to have a party wherever, you can. But because the way we promoted our mansion parties, and it got so big, it would have disturbed the peace of the community. And that's not what we're about. We're not about trying to tear down the community. We're about trying to build it up. So that's why we had to just pause on that for a minute, redirect the traffic to the atrium. So the official headquarters for Freak Nick is going down to the atrium. Tomorrow night, we have having a pre-freaknik party at the atrium and celebrity bash. So we can't announce all the celebrities that are going to be here because they really didn't want to take the heat. But just know that it will be star-studded tomorrow at the atrium.
Well, you heard it, believe it, and know it. It's going down. It's going to be crazy. Everybody's excited, you know, they've been calling Hot Talk Radio, the fan page is going off. Everybody's just like, you know, are you serious? And you know, the topic tonight was whipped, wild, and super wet Wednesday. And I cannot let you not answer this question for me, boo-boo.
Wow.
Okay. So, now that I got you, you know, here, we're going to, you know, I'm going to ask you a few questions. And, you know, we letting it rip, you know what I'm saying? It's freaknik, and we're not holding nothing back. I want to know, do you feel as though the saying, the wetter the better, is true?
Well, definitely. I mean, that's my duty to make it wet. That's what any real man knows, that he's got to please his woman first before he goes after trying to get his. So it's got to stay wet. It's got to be wet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the only way to go. You don't want anybody to be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no sandpaper type rub. You want it to be like butter. You know what I'm saying? Like a hot knife going through butter. So you want it that kind of wet. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's just grown man talk right there. A grown man knows that he has to please his woman first before he tries to go after his. And then if he does it right, there's going to be some times when he's treated and she don't even want none. You know? He'll be treated. So, but the thing is,
definitely. It's got to be wet. You got to keep it wet. Okay. Ooh, let me try to draw. Okay, the next question is, have you ever made a woman squirt?
I would say yes and no. I mean, I would say no because I've never really seen it. I can say yes because it was probably in my mouth.
Oh. I think I just squirted.
I just farted too.
You just fell and I just squirted. You can't be falling out of the shop, what he say?
Oh, my bad.
Because you can't be doing that. No.
My bad.
Okay. Oh, let me collect myself. Can you have that towel over there?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Thanks. Okay. So, now, the next question is, how many times can you apologize in a session? And I'm sure you know what Apple J is, provided it is my clothing line. And you are an official sponsor of that as well. So tell the people, how many times can you Apple J in a session?
Well, the thing is, I'm not going to give away any of the trade secrets, but the longer the better. You know, for me, the longer the better. So, again, before I even get into it, I know I'm ready. I know I'm straight. So it's just going to be, I'm about longevity. I'm not about trying to do a little quick thing here, a little quick thing there, you know, have that apple shit moment here or there. I'm about longevity. And I'm about anticipation. You know, I like to flirt with it. I'm about being sexual with it. So I like to take my time. So, you know, one or two times, that's cool. But, again, it's not even about that. It's about the moments before the apple shit. You see what I'm saying?
Ooh.
That's what it's about for me.
Okay, okay. So basically, I'm sure that you are, you know, that whoever deals with you is very, very satisfied.
Well, you know, right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm just looking for that right one. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you should necessarily spread yourself thin. So I'm just looking for that right one. I'm a workaholic. So I'm married to the money. You know what I'm saying? I'm married to the money right now. And that's just the way it is. But, you know, when that right one comes across, I'll be able to, you know, find time to get my mind off of the money, put my mind on her. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's you know, we eat money over everything, so that's pretty much where I am right now.
Sort of like my motto when it says business first.
Right.
And there you have it.
Well, there you have it. It's Hot Talk Radio. I gotta go to this one. Sugar on my.
Yeah. Oh man, I got a sweet tooth.
Southern smoke.
I bet you'll like it. Fresh vanilla is a hell of a place for me. With strawberries, two cherries, and whipped cream. The best things are the wet dreams. And the rest is just a flick without a sex scene. Orally, I speak the truth. Cause the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. Cause blow the horns and enjoy the peaches. When they nice and ripe, they the best for eating all. Southern boys be craving for old slice of pie after they main course. So if they game for it, I came for it. I got a thing for you that I can't ignore.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, we back. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hump Day here, Hot Talk Radio, and we are humping our way to Freaknik. Again, you can call us up 1-917-889-8677. We got a second line at 1-877-286-1442. We're waiting on your calls. I'm going to put my boys back on. I got from Florida, so they finished telling me about this skiing because I came in late. I want to know. So let me hook them back up on the line. Hey.
Testing,
is
testing,
Matt
one,
still
two,
there?
Three. Yeah. He's always still there.
Is this thing on? Mic check.
Hello?
Here we are. Here we are.
Hey, I got my bells on
line
rolling
now. Whip Wild and Super Wet Wednesday. We in the building.
Hello? Are you still there, Carla?
Yeah, we still here, baby.
Okay, I'm waiting for y'all to tell me a little bit about it because I got in late. I just want to know a little something about this squirting because I really wanted to know. I never done it. Want to try it. Just need a little help with it. But if y'all could feel me in a little bit, I was so grateful.
Right on, right on, right on. Well, I have to watch what I say because we got different shows going on, so I want to skip shows getting you involved with getting you involved and getting you there immediately.
Yeah.
So we're gonna first thing we're gonna tell you is that you have to find you a partner that's willing to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's down for that. So we can start with the communication number one. You may wanna talk to your significant other or your cutty buddy.
I'm single. I'm single, so I guess I have to. Hey.
You single?
I'm single.
All right. Well, we also have something for single women too, as we are single men. You know what I'm saying? We can get you there. But
what's your question?
You wanna,
what's
she never
question?
Done it.
I mean, I wanna
she
know.
Wanna, she wanna know anything and everything.
I wanna know anything because I messed up. I kind of came to work late, so I missed a lot of everything y'all was talking about. I just want y'all to feel me in.
The first question I have for you is: have you located your own G spot? Because the G-spot is very important when you're trying to squirt.
Say that again. I'm having a little technical difficulty.
I asked you, the question was, have you located your own G-spot? Do you know where it is?
And you're breaking up, baby. I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
Do you know where your own G-spot is?
Wait a minute, hang on for a second. Hello? Carla?
Hello?
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can hear you, baby.
I can't hear y'all, now I can hear you.
All right, there you go. You got our mics open? Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. All right, my question was, before you start asking all these questions,
have you located
your own G-spot?
Do you have something on in your background because something is colliding with my system?
We got all the sound down in here where we at. Let me turn my phone down. Maybe my phone's too loud.
You do that?
How about now?
Turn something down because you're making it hard for me to hear.
There's nothing else. We're in total silence right now.
Huh?
We're in silence right now. We don't have anything in the background.
Okay. I can hear you better now.
You can hear us now?
I can hear you now, baby. I can hear you.
All right, the question was, before you start asking questions, have you located your own G-spot?
See, every time you get to the question, something happens.
Where's your G-spot? Do you know where it is?
Can you text it to me?
I need y'all to get y'all stuff together over there. You're not on. Open up 904-536. Open that one up, then maybe that'll get you.
Just hold that
thought for me for a minute. Let me play something else right quick until I get this straight. Now, hold on. I'm going to play a little more music for y'all for 1 second, then I'm going to come back to you. We got 17 minutes of the show left. It's Hot Talk Radio, y'all. Hang on.
Yeah, mommy got that good stuff.
Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it, hit it from the front and the back. Baby, I'm all up in it. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it, hit it from the front and the back. Baby,
now
I'm
mommy
all up in it.
Perfection in the flesh, a reflection of the best. Her cup size make it look like she's pregnant in the chest. If you had a chance to stretch that, you'll probably bet that a man with Alzheimer's disease wouldn't forget that. She shoots her every dude trying to scoop her. She don't mess with the losers. She's cooler than a Aruba. Funny thing, the shot would probably think I'm just like every other man she know. But I ain't no player, I'm the author of the manual. She sets the game, the trick and land. Mess around, she'll flip the thing. She can't picture losing, she sees herself in a different frame. Take a snapshot, it feels like a jackpot. Plus a payday, every time I give a back shot. She got a brother sprung off the buns, I can't admit it. The 90s so sweet, she'll murder a diabetic. And she know, she nasty as a freak, yo. But keep that on the D-low, cause I'ma check up on it like a P.O.
Yeah. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it, hit it from the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it, hit it from the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good and good. Mommy got that good and good. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good and good. Mommy got that money, got that money. Baby, I'm all about it.
Now she is definitely more than decent. As witty as fatigue is, I don't want it, I need it. She adds something to me. She's like my little remix. She's hurting these other bras. Get them some anesthesia, believe it. She make them feel woozy every time that I bring her through. The way she throw it, she can see Tony Romo a thing or two. She calls me daddy, so that daddy's what I'm clinging to. She rocks them 7 jeans, my hands in them like finger foods. The clothes I got her, get her out of and dip inside her. Call her Miss Gucci, Mrs. Louie, or Miss Barada. Smooth as Eric Estrada, so when they try to holler, she flip them the birdie and say they ain't getting out of. If you had to grade her, then you would have to rate her a 10, cause she quicker than a curl activator. But she do this little thing that'll make your jaw drop. Testarossa chocha, she the finest in the car lot.
Yeah. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it, hit it from the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it, hit it from the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. She got that good and good. Mommy got that good and good. She got that all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good and good. Mommy got that money, got that money. Baby, I'm all about it.
Oh, I think she like me. Is it cause I'm icy and pricey? Nice fees, got her wet as a Pisces. Whatever her man might be, I'm a 100-time hero. Recognize real, his fake ass might not recognize me. Probably cause I'm rocky and I'm hotter than wasabi. Plus my money stretches like my pockets do Pilates. Versace knows that I'm as live as it gets. Money pour like liquor, I fail a sobriety test. Oh, they ain't nothing like me. They lame, I'm not. I don't see haters like I got them in my blind spot. I'm way beyond emotion, I ain't even in my prime. This is my third, they don't even got a time slot. Better let your fellas know that fatigue is hella dope. Damn, he's so fly, you couldn't see him with a telescope. Where he at? Probably in the space where your huns at. I'ma get it, she gon' let me ride it like a fun pack.
Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it, hit it from the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. She make me wanna get it, hit it from the front and the back. Baby, I'm all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good and good. Mommy got that good and good. She got that all about it. Mommy got that good, good, good. Mommy got that good and good. Mommy got that money, got that money. Baby, I'm all about it.
Yeah. She got that good stuff. So fine, so fly. Everything that you need. She got that good stuff. You know, it's only for me.
Hot rod on the
chair. Yeah.
She look like she just stepped out of magazine. What time it is? It's gonna be something serious. Gucci man got 9 cars. We don't call them dogs no more. Oh, now we call them 5 stars. I'm a 5 star. This a 5 star click. That's a 645. This that new M6. Pay a bill, get a half fix. Might even pay a rent. And the way she give it to me, best money I ever spent. Hey, I can't even lie. I'm so super high. I do not need a will not keep her unless she is fly. Gucci man's a throw, baby. Your man is a scroll. See, she loves me now. She loves you now. Yeah, all my throw.
For the last 8 minutes of the show, I want to give a shout out to Tin Man of Tin Man Entertainment, and I also want to give a shout out to all my co-hosts, Lady Tequila, Lady Libra, Joe, aka the Black Card Kent. I got Polo, I got Kiwu. I want to give a shout out to the Professor, Shana and Sean. Hey y'all. Like I said, I got 7 minutes left. I enjoy everybody who called in, who listened. We appreciate y'all calling, showing love. Like I said, I got my boys from Florida on the phone with me. I'm going to tie them back in the line so I can tell them what's up for the last time for the night. Now, I want y'all to keep coming in. I said, all our folks, we appreciate y'all co-hosting with us tonight.
Not a problem.
Know what it is, baby. Anytime, let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
We will definitely be checking in tomorrow for Threesome Thursday.
Yeah, y'all do so, it. It's going to be even wilder. So
that's me, Lady Libra, and we need one more.
We need Swerve one. On them.
I say that's Swerve, Lady Libra, and we just need one more, baby. I'll let you choose. Sunshine, yeah, bring Sunshine in. We got our three.
Yeah, I want to shout out to Sunshine for being the only lady caller to have some gumption to speak up on the subject. Because y'all absolutely had no females call in. We tried. Well, when they did call in, you said they were scared.
A lot of people called for the first time. It was a lot of females on the line, but they wanted to listen first. You know how that is.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Somewhere first. They was on there, but you know everybody ain't just like, you know, just gonna come up and get out there like that. Some people have to listen first. So
yeah, that's cool. Let them listen in. You know what I'm saying? We don't mind putting our dicks on the table first. It's all good.
Y'all are bad.
Swerve on them.
Y'all come up for free, Nick.
Nah, we ain't gonna come up for free, Nick, but we all gonna come up there and check on y'all, man. We do an event up there in Atlanta with the 3430 boys, Swisher House. I don't know if any of them listening tonight, but we throw a big ass house party over there off of Roosevelt Highway every summer. Last weekend in July. I know a lot of the listeners in Atlanta know about it, but we're gonna be back this year, so you know y'all look for. But we're gonna be up there. I'm gonna make sure Sean know we up there so we can get at y'all. About this radio, these radio waves.
Yeah, y'all do that now. Do that. We gonna be looking for y'all. We love y'all, appreciate y'all, and all that.
No doubt. We're gonna let y'all know when our first show had a Swerve and Feeder show, so y'all look out for that shit too. So y'all gonna be guests on that motherfucker too. We gonna reciprocate this thing. We live from the frat house.
All right, that's what's up. Y'all be sure to tune in tomorrow. Y'all know what it is,
sir.
What it is,
fellas?
Hey.
Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio, baby. No fancy. We got our starting three. We got to catch up.
Johnny Craig said he's going to bless the congregation on some threesome talk tomorrow. He didn't really like the script.
Y'all change.
We're going to catch him up to speed on the squirt. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get a girl over here to squirt on tonight, and he's going to be all into it. And we're going to make him sleep in the woods.
Damn. Don't do it like... Okay, y'all. I got four.
I might need to hold a video from Sunshine, though.
See, I
got to
find Sunshine for y'all. Y'all like her, huh?
You know, all the female checked in. I mean, what else can we do?
She made a nigga sit down and watch the video. You can't argue with that.
Yeah, like, nigga, this is what I want.
Y'all breaking up on me again. We got.
Oh, there we go, breaking up. There you go with that. Oh, Lord, you can't hear us no more.
We got 3 minutes left to the show, y'all, so I'm going to get some shots out real quick to...
Yeah.
All our sponsors, we got APGM Entertainment, we got Apple J, we got the Mansion House, we got Yola Entertainment, the affiliates, we got EPM Entertainment, EML, the King, JF, with the Social Club now, Dubbeat. We want to thank everybody for listening and calling in, and y'all tune in to us tomorrow, people. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Sodomize this dumb nigga. When y'all show gonna be don't bother your man while he's watching the game? When that show is?
Sweet way.
Sodomize dumped the ball. We wasn't even listening to you no more.
Hey, I was listening because I like to swerve on them, so check me out.
Swerve on them.
Hey, we're gonna call in tomorrow, man. We appreciate y'all having us tonight. You know what I'm saying? This is real enlightening. I appreciate y'all for being squirters. Coming from a squirtle, you know what I'm saying? I love this shit.
I love this shit too.
Duval in the building, Duval. Just had to let y'all know how we get down here, man. Y'all be good.
I would love to hit the J. Thank you, sir.
Y'all so bad. I'm coming up for real, but I like that though.
We're coming back tomorrow. We're gonna have some more friends, but we're gonna try to get y'all some females to call in that wanna talk. They wanna speak up on the threesome level. So you tell Lady Libra we said what's up. Like she done vacated the building. She must be drunk again. You tell Sean that if she ain't gonna check in and stop hitting me up.
She left me with the rest of the show, West too. I'm
selfish. Hey, that's all right. That means you're a soldier. You're a soldier, Sean. All
right,
mean you're a good closer.
We'll see y'all tomorrow, same time, same place. My co-host from Florida gonna be on show with us again, and we looking forward to seeing you all again tomorrow.
All right, y'all have a fucking good time.
Man, y'all, man, I talk radio in the building, baby.
Yeah, you done rocking with the best. Yeah, Hot Talk Radio, ATL yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.